electrical, like an outlet or something, but the TV kept turning off, like multiple TVs, one upstairs and the one down that was in her room. Yeah. And my mom just kept saying that it was a sign from my grandma. She was like, because I freaked out. I was like, because my grandma had just passed away and it wasn't happening before she passed. And my brothers didn't really see it happening, but my mom and I did. Like, it happened there was like a time frame when I missed like 3 weeks of school from strep throat.
Yeah.
And we watched Sex in the City and my mom stayed home with me.
Yeah.
Wow. But it kept happening then, and we'd like go downstairs to just like feel closer to my grandma or whatever on some weird stuff. But like, my mom just kept saying those are signs, like those are positive signs, like those are, that's your grandma saying hi.
Yeah.
And to me, I was like the same way you were, like, if that's a sign, I don't need any more. Like,
yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, it did freak me out back then. And I always thought, like, because I always had dreams with her in it, and she'd just like be talking to me about like real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd just be like quick little conversations with her. After she passed, I'd have dreams about her, and it was like, my mom always like, it's a good sign, it's a good thing. And I was always just like, like, I just felt like,
I don't know what I would do if I ever see like a ghost.
But that stopped later.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, I was about to say it's about the top of the hour. We'll go ahead and play that. Play that. I don't even know what song we got. Go ahead and play it though. Play that transition into the second hour. Sure. Yeah.
Please, man. Pretty please with the cherry on top. King. The weather cold. The weather so chill, chilly, willy, penguin feather road. Cause I'm sipping pro, yeah, that meth is pro. Promethazine, yeah, stepping stone. Oh, they acting up, get your weapons.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 7:01, and KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member, listener, and support from the League of Women's Voter of Portland, providing unbiased election information online, featuring a personalized guide, including candidate answers to questions, explanations of ballot measures, and links to recorded candidate interviews and nonpartisan voter forums. More information at vote411.org.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Vote Together Portland. March to the ballot box on Thursday, November 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at Dig a Pony in Portland. Join the Bus Project for a trip to the ballot box and a party to celebrate voting. Vote Together will meet at Dig a Pony at 6 p.m., then march up to the ballot box for red carpet voting, music, and more. Ballots are due on November 6th. Again, that's Vote Together Portland, March to the Ballot Box on Thursday, November 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at Dig a Pony, 736 Southeast Grand Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The KBOO Evening News produces a nightly one-hour newscast every weekday night. We need writers, editors, reporters, and more to make this grassroots community resource happen. Are you interested? Would you like to try something exciting? Training in writing for radio, interviewing, field recording, and audio editing is all free of charge. But you have to go through the KBOO volunteer orientation first. For more information, email newsdirector at kboo.org.
KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Villa Esperanza Apartments, a low-income family housing community opening in Woodburn, Oregon. Located at 1245 East Lincoln Street in Woodburn, and an equal housing opportunity. More information is available by phone at 503-584-1992.
Homie, yeah, yeah, you wanna lay the hands on me, yeah. But he should see the way she dance on me, yeah. Wishing I ain't had seen for now on me.
We out here. We back. This Combined Culture Hour right now, and we're the guests from Keeping It Real.
Hey, it's Combined Culture.
We're back.
Yeah,
we're
it's
back.
The hour of Combined Culture.
We are. It's your main host.
We got a lot of culture in here.
Yeah.
And speaking about culture, we've been hearing about these paranormal activity stories from different cultural perspectives. You know?
Yeah.
It's always interesting because I actually got into podcasts recently this past summer. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy to actually hear about the differences in how different cultures deal with the paranormal and things they don't understand. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a lot of consistency amongst the culture. I think that's what makes it the scariest is the consistency of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be different names for stuff, but there's a lot of consistency about it. But yeah, you say you got a story.
Miguel got a story for us today.
So like 3 days after my uncle died.
How old were you at this time, by the way?
Wait, what?
How old were you at the time, by the way?
I was probably like 13 or something.
Okay, gotcha.
No. I don't, it was a long time, so...
Whatever, yeah, anyways.
So, I talked back to my mom, because we got an argument, and I talked back to her, and she left me alone in the house, and, like, I was yelling at my mom and everything, and I was just sitting at my house, and I saw something black pass, and I was like, whoa, and then, out of nowhere, I just hear someone shushing at me.
Oh,
and no. I called my mom, was like, yeah, I'm sorry, can you come pick me up? So, she comes back, and I tell her, she was like, you see... Your uncle is shushing at you for talking back to me. I was like, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How did that make you feel? Were you like?
I was creeped out.
You said shh.
If somebody shushed me out of nowhere, come on now.
Yeah, but
like, who is?
We still live in that house, and we have heard a lot of stuff there.
Mm. Yeah. Man, tell me more.
All right, so... we were sitting in the living room, and we had like this thing where you lift weights and everything.
Uh-huh.
And we got that from my uncle, and we were all watching TV, and I don't know, we hear something, someone pull like the, you know, the thing where you like,
yeah,
someone, we all hear someone pull it down and let it go, and oh, we're wow. just like, no.
He was trying to get his reps in.
We went over there and checked, and there was no one there. And the thing was moving around. I'm just like, well, no, nope. I don't like all that.
Quick question: you still live in the same space?
We still live in the same house. We still got the same thing.
The same weights and everything.
The what?
The same weight room,
yeah,
all of that.
We put it outside this time.
Okay, good. Because I would have been.
He could hit his reps outside. Then.
Yeah, but I mean, that house is really. Really weird. We hear footsteps and stuff, and it's really creepy.
Man, how do you deal with that when you?
I mean,
it,
the
like...
first time I stayed awake for all night, stayed awake looking around and everything, because we used to hear things drop on the floor. So I stayed awake looking around until I like get tired, so I just pass out.
Yeah. Mm.
Tell them about that one night when we put the alarm on the door.
Oh, right. So
what? So
I have a door that didn't have a handle at that time. And so we were curious, so we got an alarm from Dollar Tree. And we put it on the door. And the door was shut and everything. And
it was like 2 in the morning.
Yeah. And it's supposed to beep when...
Somebody opens the door.
When it opens and
so
I put
it's like a sensor type of thing.
Yeah,
and I put something on the door, and me and him were just laying down, and then I don't know where it just beeps. Like, and the door was closed, and it was beeping, and then exactly because the door is kind of where the laundries are.
Yeah.
And exactly when I get to the laundry room, it just shuts off.
Uh-oh.
I was like,
me and him woke up with the bats in our hands.
I had the bat. Yeah. I was like,
what, y'all gonna hit a ghost with a bat?
We didn't know what it was at first.
Until when I went over there and the door was completely closed, and then I just took out the alarm, turned it off. I was like, I ain't putting that.
I didn't fall asleep the whole night. I was like, no, I ain't falling asleep.
This hurt you. You keep going there, even though you know there is all types of ghosts.
It was 2 in the morning. Where am I gonna go?
It's true, man.
So let's say hypothetically, you both go down there, and there's a ghost just waiting on y'all.
I would have like got my stuff and just ran out my house and ran like
until I just ended up somewhere else.
It's just crazy to think about though, because I think what freaks me out so bad about it is like how are you going to outrun that? Like, it doesn't even run.
It goes through the walls.
Like, I'm just saying, like, that's what messes me up. Like, when I said I just went back to sleep that one night, mm-hmm. I was just like,
what are the chances?
Exactly. I'm just like, like, what can I do, you know?
I mean, I don't like that kind of stuff. And I would just run. Just start yelling and run.
Mm. I think that's why, in my head, I would rather think of them in a positive light. Like, I know it's hard to, but I like to try to think about it in a positive light. Like, every time I feel that feeling like something is there, which I've had when I've been like alone or in some weird situation where even like temperatures, like the stuff they talk about when you, I don't know if you guys have experienced it, but I have in certain places. I always like say out loud or from talking to people, like if people are like, do you believe in ghosts? I'm like, yep, I sure do. And I like to try to think that they're going to be a positive or like looking out for me or like more of like an angel like type of situation rather than some like, because I feel like naturally we always think of the scariest thing because it's something we don't know. It's like, it's the unknown. But like, why does it have to be negative? You know, like, I don't know. I feel like souls do get trapped here and it may not always have to be on some like, demon type stuff. It could just be like they're stuck or trying to find the light or whatever it is. So like in my head, I just try to like think of it as positive. And I've even like talked out loud like, I'm not scared, like I'm not the one, like if you're here, please go find what you gotta find. Not like that, but like you know what I'm saying, like I'm not about to play with you for real though, like I'm not about to play with you. Go find what you gotta find. I'm not it, like I'm not the resource. There's someone out there who can hear you and feel you and understand you better. It's not gonna be me. So, like, I don't say all that. You know what I'm saying? But they, you know, there's been situations. But, like, when we moved into the house that we just moved into, like, 3 months ago, we immediately saged it. Just because it was, like, we just didn't know. The house is over 100 years old. We don't know who's lived there. We don't know what's happened in the house. Like, but we do know, like, when we went down to the basement, the dog wouldn't go downstairs. We were like, that's weird. And then.
They see stuff.
Yeah. But we kept trying to pull him downstairs. We even went from like, there's like a side entrance to the house that go down a separate set of stairs, because we were like, maybe he's scared to go downstairs because he's a puppy and they're like kind of thin stairs. But they were like, no, those stairs are the same width as the ones upstairs, so like he's not scared of the stairs. So we're just like, yeah, the basement's just not going to be for us. And so then we don't really go down there. Like, I don't think there's anything there by any means, but I do believe like if you keep talking about things, like it might bring something out. But we saged the house, and they're not really like Christian like that, but I am. Like, I got a rosary above my bed. I don't play that, like all that. Bible's in my room, and all the way out. But you know, I got Bible.
But that's the thing. Like, a lot of cultures like believe in spirits and like respect them a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, in mine, like when we bought our house in Seattle, my mom like brought over a priest. He went around the whole house and blessed it. You know. Anytime I move anywhere, my mom always gives me some holy water. Like,
that's real.
I'll like go around the house and I'll say prayers, and you know, and it's not like, it's just to expel away like negative energy, bad spirits, however you want to see it. If you know, like if there is like a soul or anything trapped, we usually like, you know, you're supposed to do like a prayer for them and just, you know, hope for guidance. I know like in Arabian culture, they believe in ghosts as well, demons, the devil, all of that. And many other cultures believe that too. Like some spirits have unfinished business here. And you got to help them see it through sometimes.
And we have a homie who's in Mexico right now. And I was talking to him and he was like basically saying like, it's just crazy how they're celebrating the dead right now in a whole different light. Oh, okay, yeah. Then we do. Huh? So, like,
yeah.
Like, just the way that they're celebrating death is so different. Like, they literally are getting out symbols and, like, different objects and pictures and just putting them out on a table, like, we love you, we miss you type of thing. Like, these are your objects, they remind you of us. Yeah. Whereas, like, a lot of people here.
The Day of the Dead in Mexico.
That's what we do. We put pictures of our families up.
Yeah. Like,
then we put, candy and stuff on it. You watch the movie Coco?
Yes, it's so cute, but it's like here it's different. I feel like people are quick to get rid of objects.
They
of
get afraid of it, right?
Yeah, they're like, oh, this is somebody's piece of clothing. Throw it out.
I'm over here saying they. I'm one of them. I'll be scared, but that's the thing. There is this like faith. My dad, my mom, like grandparents. I hear stories of things they saw, and I'm like,
right.
So why are you still functional? Like why? And they're like, oh, you know, like, what are they going to do to you? If you have your strong faith, you have your strong faith, you know? Me, on the other hand, I'm like, it's gonna be a race. They're gonna have to catch me. That's my feel it. I don't know how I would react. I don't think I have that mental like strength like they do, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed that, like, from the stuff I've experienced, I know, like, kind of like what Amantha said, it's all about like energy. Mm-hmm. And you have to have that positive energy. All
right,
because after that experience I had, I mean, we went through and saged the house. Mm-hmm. But actually, this might sound extra weird, but I had a dream one time. This was just strictly a dream. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time and only time still that I had a nightmare that ended as a good dream.
Like you turned it into a positive.
Yeah. And so what had happened was, I remember, like, it was some demonic, like, dark entity, like, trying to, like, take over me. And pretty much what happened was, like, it was kind of related to, like, that sleep paralysis where I start praying. And I start praying and then kind of just let, like, the fear go. And then, like, I just felt, like, this light radiate from my body. And it mm-hmm. shot away, like, all the darkness.
That's tight.
Yeah, it was a very, like, I don't think I've ever woken up and had like that good of a
day. Like, yeah, I won.
Yeah, it was like the weirdest sense of like achievement, like, yeah, from a dream. Like, it was just weird, because I remember waking up that day and just being like, I could conquer anything. Like, there's no dark force in this world that could stop me, you know. And I think it's a huge thing about mentality. Like, I still have stuff happen around my house. Like, not lately. Like, it hasn't happened in a while. But like after that incident. One time, it was when I came back from college. So a whole year later, I came back from college, was unpacking my stuff, my first year at university. And I was unpacking my stuff. I thought both my sisters and my mom were home. They weren't. But I had music playing in my room just off my phone. And it sounded like someone just came up and kicked my door. Just hard. Just kicked it. And I was like, I thought it was like one of my sisters, you know, knock on the door. I went to open the door. No one was there. Looked in my sister's room, no one was there. Went into a room to look outside. There's no car outside. Like, no one was there. And I was just like,
okay.
I just shrugged it off and went back in my room and started folding my clothes.
Did like
nothing happened again. Like, I just from what I've like read and researched, is like, it's all about attention too.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not necessarily just ignoring it. It's more of just like, okay,
going about your business. What's the up? Same, like, way if they was alive and they were just
mm-hmm.
at the house with,
well, that's annoying.
I feel like they just want you to know that they're there sometimes.
Yeah,
for sure.
And like my grandpa, his old house, so he told me later that he actually bought a house from someone who committed suicide in the house.
Mm.
I was like, that is the stupidest idea you done ever did. And he was a cop, so he came to the call of the suicide.
Yeah.
He knew exactly like what had happened, right? Later, the house goes up the market. He buys it. Grandpa wasn't super religious, so I doubt he blessed the house or anything like that.
Yeah.
But he started, like, he would see things, like, move. Like, it would be, like, he told me he was on the computer, and it was, like, facing a wall, and he saw something just, like, above his head just kind of, like, move by. Mm. And he was, like, tripping out a little bit. And then he had, whenever he was asleep, not all the time, but like a couple times, there were occasions where like a woman would be like just like sitting on the bed when he'd wake up.
Mm.
Like he would see the person. And then he knew he wasn't tripping when my uncle's old girlfriend was sleeping over, and she woke up to the exact same woman and like described it, and like he hadn't told them because he didn't want to freak people out.
Yeah.
And so he said that what he did was he talked to the whoever, whatever was there, and had an empty suitcase.
Uh-huh.
And he told them to get into the suitcase, and he was going to take them somewhere nice. And then he packed another suitcase, and he went to Hawaii with an empty suitcase and his own suitcase full of clothes. And then he went on the beach and told them, like, this is your new home. Like, this is, like, a better place for you to be, basically. And he said after that, never heard anything in the house, never felt anything, nothing weird.
That's
how in the house. And I was like, that is so interesting.
He's dope for that. Like, I think he got his stuff together. If that's
shoot
how he handled that situation.
But my thing, I'm like, you had me up in that house that whole time when I was little. I didn't know. Like,
why did I get awarded?
I was probably tripping. I'm like over here triggered by this.
But that's so dope though. Like, I think, you know, like just the way they handle that, that's grace right there. Like, he handled that situation with grace. Like, just,
I guess.
You know? Like, I feel
I wouldn't have never bought the house, but yeah.
But like, you know, like to have that.
I feel like, dang, he really went to Hawaii.
Well, you know, he was traveling. He had his
thing. He's just like,
I guess, if you got it going like that.
I'm going to Hawaii, you going with me?
Yeah.
That's cool. See, I don't know how I would deal with, like, actually in real life.
You would be gone.
In conscious. Seeing. Sings,
Jalen some, be out.
Yeah, no, I know you, Jalen. You wouldn't stay there anymore. You'd find a new spot.
I lived in that house my whole entire life. Right. Whole entire life. Since I was born. The house is over 100 years old. I'd be gone. I'd live on the street in the middle of winter.
Too, is like, you can live somewhere. Okay, this is weird. But you know how we always think of, we move into somewhere and it might have this energy and these spirits. I also think these energy and spirits can be attached to people. Mm-hmm. And the people don't even know. So you have a homie over, mm-hmm. and the homie may reflect great energy or whatever, but maybe, shoot, they're passing somewhere, they stayed somewhere, and somehow that energy or that person or soul is now attached to them and finds comfort in your house, and boom. That's why we don't have random people at our house. Because we don't know what's up with them and their energy.
That's how you tied it into it. That's why nobody random.
You never know, because I feel like and that stuff can just be attached and we don't even know it. And
let me ask you this. Ouija board.
My dad said he had an experience when he was little, and he was just like, don't play with them. It's not a game.
Don't do it at all.
He wouldn't even tell me about it. He was just saying that his cousin, my auntie, Nene, and him and a couple other people were like all in an apartment and were playing with one. And he was just like, don't play with it. It's not a game, basically. But he didn't really like go into details.
Yeah, in college, my roommates thought it'd be funny to play one of those things.
Bruh.
I came home from work and I seen the board.
I would fight. I'd be fighting.
I told her, hey, get that out of here. Like,
I would have kicked them out.
They picked up and they took it over to the next house, to the next apartment.
I'd be like, no, get it all the way out of here.
Let me tell you, my name came up.
What?
On the thing. I said, hold, what? After that, I called moms.
Right.
Because she's my, you know.
Yeah.
I'd be like, moms. This is what they did. This is what a Ouija board is. Because she was like, who's Luigi board? And I was like, no, Ouija, like this, you know. And I explained it to her. She said, she's like, go get your Bible. Grab your rosary. Remember the holy water I gave you? Yeah. The whole apartment.
Yeah.
The remedy. I did the whole apartment. Took a bath. Like, did, you know, cleansed. I didn't mess with none of that stuff.
Yeah,
like,
man.
My roommate, though. Nightmares after nightmares for a very long time.
Dang.
That's what you get trying to play with stuff like that.
For real. Hey, I saw one in the vintage store just earlier this summer. Yeah, it was in a vintage store, and I didn't go up to that side. So I was like, as soon as I saw it, I was like,
scary movie setting.
No, I'm out. I was like, not even. But I don't play, like, the first time I heard of a Ouija board, I think, was like a scary movie or something like that.
Yeah.
And like, I've heard, like, I don't even know exactly how they work, but I'm not playing that. Like, that's not okay. Like, if I was in your situation, roommates, I'm taking it and ripping it. I'm like, well, actually, I'm not even gonna do that, because I don't even know that it might just release everything. Like,
he might
do something.
Let me out.
My brother found a Ouija board at his apartment.
At the apartment?
Huh?
He found it there.
Yeah, he moved. He just moved in there. Oh, and he said he found it in a cover. And this, my brother really, because he lived in Salem or Florida.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, more, Salem.
Yeah, Salem.
He moved in there, and he said he found one. So he really took it from there and moved it back into in our house, and he took it with him. So I decided to get it, and it was in my bag. But then, it was like one of them ones that it had a thing, that thing it glowed in the dark.
The triangle piece itself.
So I didn't play or nothing, and I let him use it.
You used it?
I let Sergio use it.
I asked for the bag. I didn't know it was in there.
Oh, well, he asked for the bag, and he ends up he ends up losing my bag on the trident with the Ouija board.
Yeah.
Thank God, man. Jeez. You did him a favor.
I opened it. I said, whoa, what is this?
The bag was really nice, and he lost my bag.
Hey, you know what?
Hey.
That's a minor setback for a major comeback. I'm glad you did that.
Well, yeah.
That's like some extra. Like, I was pretty. That's like some Jumanji Ouija board stuff. Yeah. Like, we found this game uncut. Like,
oh. That game has traveled everywhere, and now some poor soul probably found that game and went and played it.
Yeah, unlocked probably.
Everything that child.
But I was pretty mad because I had some stuff in the bag too. So
Yeah, all right. Have you ever guys had a dream, and it actually came like. Like you guys had a dream and you did something, and then you just like redo like the dream and everything.
Like deja vu. It's like deja vu. Yeah. That happens to me a lot.
It's kind of weird. Like I had a dream where I went to like someone's house and they had like so much. Like he was like he had like so much like little Chinese things or something like that all over. And then like a couple of days later, my uncle took me to like this guy that massaged people. And everything that was in that room I saw it in my dream, I was like,
weird. I had like recently, I went to Arizona to visit my sister, and we went to the Grand Canyon. And as we're driving down the road, I like passed through like this area where like there are these like cottage like houses and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and there's a train next to it. And like the whole setting, I had a dream about like, maybe like a month or so before, and I was just like sitting there, and it's weird whenever it happens, like, cause like it happens to me like kind of like not super frequently, but like more often than most people. I'll just kind of just sit there and go silent and just be like and then like it yeah, it was crazy, bro. But the weirdest one is one time I lost my iPod.
That's the worst thing. That's to me,
yeah.
Losing your iPod is like equivalent
to
seeing
a ghost. So I had
seeing a ghost.
Yeah. Why? Bro.
Sad. Like,
oh,
it's sad, bro. I lost my iPod, right? And it was like one of the square little nano ones, like the tiny little like,
oh, the little ones, yeah. That's fine.
Those little square ones. Like and I lost it, and I was just like, whenever I lose things, I think about it so much.
Yeah.
Like, and to the point where like I'll dream about it. And I actually had a dream that I found it in my house. And I found it, like, in my dream, it was under my couch, right? Which, like, normally if you, like, have a dream about finding something, it might, in its subconscious, you know, you'd be like, oh, I misplaced it here. But this was underneath my couch in my basement. And
see, the basement again.
When I woke up the next morning, I was like, let me go check under the couch. Bro, I flipped over the exact same, like, part of the couch because it's, like, one of them long ones.
Mm-hmm.
It was under there in the exact same spot.
Common denominator in all your stories is the basement. So, man, we gotta do something about that basement, man.
Right,
we
should like
sage the basement. But I already saged it after the whole demonic stuff that happened with like that one story I told. Yeah,
yeah,
we saged the whole house.
Has anything crazy happened?
No, bro. I mean,
let's keep it going. Blessings.
Listen, man. Hey. I keep all positive vibes, you know. I do all I can. I keep my dog down there because I believe he sees that when we first got my dog, and because he was around when this was happening. Like I remember when he was younger, like he would just like stare at a corner and just start growling.
My dog did that too.
And
that's like
it was very so. I like as much like I mean nowadays I don't really care too much about, but like whenever I'm feeling some type of way, I'll bring him downstairs because I trust that he'll like if there is something he'll like sense it. You know, and start growling. Which like if that actually happened, I'd probably freak out. Like if you start growling, I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, we out.
Do you guys believe in the stuff where it's like don't like there's like random superstitions like don't put mirrors in front of doors?
Oh my god, my parents have like 700 of those.
Do they think it's a bad thing?
Yeah, like I can't whistle it in the dark, like you're not supposed to spill water outside at night. Like there are so many different walk under trees.
I've heard don't whistle in the dark. That's
Well, like, I know there was, because I remember my friend came in my room when I just moved to college, and I had, like, you know, those cheap, like, skinny mirrors, and it was, like, facing another mirror that was on a door.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, you need to get that down.
That's a gate. Like, it opens.
Yeah, she's like, opens up spirits. She's like, first of all, you never face a mirror to a door that opens, and then you never want to face two mirrors to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, never knew anything of it. I was like, okay. But I mean, I never experienced weird things. But then I had heard that in that dorm, a kid had committed suicide years prior, and I was like, you know what, just in case something is,
I ain't gonna say,
I took the Meridiana and moved it. I was like, yeah, just
I ain't gonna in find case. Out.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it there. And now I'm like even kind of weird about it, like, yeah, still. But
so there was a scary movie called Mirrors. I was tricked to like go and see it. My siblings were like, oh, it's gonna be a fun movie, blah blah blah. And I was late that day, so I rushed into this movie. Sure enough, it's a demon trapped in the mirror, right? That ends up killing everybody, of course. But my rooms, both the one in Seattle and the one in Portland, have nothing but mirrors. And they're like my closet doors are all mirrors. One of them is two mirrors. The other one is four. Yeah. So that, like, probably 2 weeks, no sleep. No sleep. Yep.
That's weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I turned my mirrors around. Mm-hmm. I don't like looking at my mirrors when I'm sleeping.
Okay, yeah.
Or have you ever, like, in your sleep and you, like, jolt up and you, like, see yourself in the mirror and you freak out?
You're like, oh, that. Shit. That's why I turned
it
around.
I did that. I had to move mine because of that. I kept waking up and I, like, see.
Have you ever been sleeping and you feel like you're falling and you just, like, wake up out of nowhere?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, yeah. Bro, I hate
that.
Yeah,
I hate that, too.
Yeah. But, we're at the 30 minute point. Yeah, yes. We'll go ahead and play that little intermission song so y'all could ease up on this ghost story talk for a little bit. But then we're gonna jump right back into it.
Right away, don't have to find a way, get out my way. I'm on the better days, yeah. Don't care what you say, yeah. I'm making better plays, you know I make better plays. Know that I yeah. I'm on the right away, don't have to find a way, get out my way. I'm on the better days, yeah. Don't care what you say, yeah. I'm making better plays. You know I make better.
Woke up this morning feeling like I needed to rap, so this is just Christmas to y'all. Why should I listen to y'all? Philanthropist, I'm over here just gifting to y'all. This is the pickings to y'all, and we just ride, 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 ride. Don't be on no bullshit. She said I'm on talk, no action. She taxing, without the drive I'm not crashing. Talking about she wanna use a stick shift, that's a quick trick. Give me the green light and I'm gassing, yeah that's clutch. She under my arm like a crutch. She a Marion with the touch. Whoa, I'm Kwame Brown with the bust. Whoa, dentist with the feeling. Ezekiel Elliott with the rush. Hold up, let me turn up. Do you really even know me? Well, please just know I go by Kobe. Yeah, that's C-O-V-I. You can say Cubby, but just better ride. Magazine covers, just look how we vibe. Double XL t-shirts back in 05. Need a young Ebony right by my side. If it's not for me, then your source ain't right. Have a good night, got a jet, so settle with the flex. Shawty rubbing coconut oil all on her chest. Don't forget about the legs, the arms, the head, the face, the scalp. Beautiful flower, just watch how she sprout. They like Vic, you got all the clout. Told you I'm the one you shouldn't doubt. I accomplished a lot, but ain't accomplished enough. Plotting on these days when I was riding that bus. And now I'm on the
I'm on the right away. Don't have to find a way. Get out my way. I'm on the better days. Don't care what you say. I'm making better plays.
Hey, that was some heat right there. In case y'all didn't know, because I didn't really intro it, that was Mr. Kobe. He's been on the show a few times. Formerly goes by Victor Covington, but stage name Kobe. That's a new track, actually. Just dropped today.
Nice.
He dropped the video today.
Wait, is he?
Go check it on YouTube.
Okay, what is he's doing his own thing, huh?
Yeah. That song's called Better Days, by the way. You go out on YouTube, follow him on Instagram, CEO. I don't know his Instagram handle. I wish I could plug it. But yeah, video's pretty dope, though. Ayo Kobe? Yeah, it's AYOCOVI. But yeah, the video's pretty dope. They shot it out in Eastern Oregon. Just drove out there. It's cowboy. A dope cowboy. Yeah, it's a cowboy theme. Western, like, yeah. It's kind of fly. Cowboy Kobe. It's pretty far. So you know, I had to plug that in there for the homie real quick. You know,
he shout out to the AO Kovi. I just followed him on Instagram. Y'all better do the same.
I already do.
Yeah, nice. About to say I already do. Yeah, go shoot my man's a follow. Go give him a listen. Cool music, and actually, more music coming soon. So
that's dope.
You know some stuff we don't know. Huh?
I do know some stuff y'all know because I'm involved. You know what I'm saying? I'm in those cuts. So
that's dope.
You know?
Do you produce for?
No, I don't. My producing has been way more tuned down a little bit lately. So, you better. Yeah, but yeah. So, but he has some heat. Like that was just, I mean, that's one of the better songs in there, of course. But then there's some other like even better songs.
I gotta check out more of his work.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Sorry, talking about my homie Kobe. That was a song we just played of his.
He's been on the show a lot of times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was gonna be here today, but he's at the Lil B concert.
Wow, Lil B.
Yeah, course. All praise to the bass
I'm
guy.
I'm surprised you're not there.
Me too, honestly. Anyway,
where's the concert at?
I don't know. Probably Roseland.
So, are we done with scary stories and all that?
Oh no, we're not. We talking.
About oh, it's that. Not over. We going back to
Halloween.
Oh, I thought we changed like.
No, so we got a little. We got a little distracted.
I got mine.
You got some for us, Miguel?
I do got one.
Go ahead.
So
go.
I was laying down, cause like I sleep in the living room, cause I gave my room to my brother that came from Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I sleep with the window open, and I was laying down. And I hear some footsteps outside, and there was nobody in front because I could see everybody. I could see everything, and I hear somebody yelling, and out of nowhere I hear a little baby cry right in the street.
Whoa.
In front. I hear a little baby cry, and I just hear banging and walking around, and so I get freaked out that one of my brothers came out and said, "Why are you still awake?" And I was like, "I heard a little baby cry in the right over there," and then. It was like, and I heard somebody knocking on the car windows. So both of my brothers came out, and they both went to window check, and everything stopped when they went outside. And they said they didn't see nothing. After they went inside, they went in the room. I just kept on hearing footsteps getting close to my house. I was like, oh, I stayed up all night looking outside and just like freaked out.
That's so disturbing. That's, something tried to come into your house. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah, but the creepiest part was like a little baby crying.
That's terrifying. Yeah,
that's a trap. I ain't going outside.
And my mom was like, I told them about that. They were like, really? So they were like, because what they think every time you like sound like if you hear a ghost or something like that, and they like basically talk to you or something, they want you. I don't know. You're gonna get money or something like that. It's weird.
Yeah,
but they were like, she was like, you should talk to them, see what they want. I was like, I'm not gonna talk to a ghost.
Yeah, bro.
Nope.
That's the last thing I'm gonna do. You know,
go have a conversation ghost. With a ghost.
I'm not gonna negotiate with because you hear like, there's a saying that like, there will be like evil spirits disguised as good ones.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, and so. Like recently, there's one that some of my coworkers told me about. Just like a little story that was, it's not even real or it might be based on real, but like there was this girl, and throughout, like, not her whole life, but part of her life, there's this like spirit that followed her and would be protecting her. But really, it was just slowly, if you paid attention, it was isolating her from a lot of people, but it seemed like it was protecting her. And this sounds ridiculous because. I laughed when I heard, but she apparently divorced her husband to marry this ghost. I need to figure out what show this was on. Yeah. Yeah.
This is based on the real story.
Yeah. But then and then after that took over or whatever, something like that. But yeah.
She's still around?
Bro, this is not, I don't know if it's based on a real story. Sorry. But it's just a regular like little story.
So well, we have a lot of like folklore, like, it's not folklore. Like my grandma, for example, once. Okay, y'all watch Paranormal Activity?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, the part where he put the little baby powder on the floor and the little thing, the print.
Yeah.
Okay, that footprint. My parents described that footprint to me probably 13 years before that movie came out, right? And they told me about this story about my grandma where, okay, so in East Africa, imagine a rural village where... You know, people very religious, They wake up to go to church like at 4 a.m, you know, like, and they go by foot in the dark. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? They're wild animals sometimes, you know what I'm saying? They see all types of stuff at night, especially in rural areas. That's where, like, we believe, like, majority of, like, whether it's demons, whatever, or creatures are always out and about, right? That's why they, like, in our culture, they say you shouldn't be outside in the dark. Sure enough, my grandma used to walk to church. And she was walking to church, and she saw something just hopping over towards her. And it was one-legged, and it had those footprints. And when she saw it, it would, like, disappear. And the more it, like, it kept getting closer to her. And so she just put up her little cross, and she did a mini prayer, and it disappeared and appeared behind her. It skipped her, and it said, "Oh, you got lucky today," in our language. And it kept going, right? Of course, she's not shook, not scared. She had amazing faith, apparently. She continued her walk to church and all of that. But, like, the moment I saw those footprints in that movie, that, and then the part where the person got pulled out of the bed by their foot, my worst fear. I grew in high school, okay? In high school, sophomore year, that's when I hit, like, 6 foot. And ever since that time, my bed never fit me, okay? And at the time when that movie came out, I was in college. And I had the little mini IKEA prison beds. You know what I'm talking about? The little short ones. My legs used to be out, like, always. And you know how, like, I don't know about y'all, but my feet got to be covered with a blanket at all times.
Yes.
As soon as you feel the little air on your foot, that's a wrap.
Nope.
Man.
I can't have my feet out.
Let me tell you, when I saw that part, like, the person getting pulled out of the bed by their foot, and then those footprints
jacked me up.
That movie became, like, one of the scariest things I've seen. Because it, like, I could relate to those parts, you know?
Yeah.
Not to be the person that's always going back to, like, trying to make it more positive, but I feel like if there's anything evil, it's around us every day.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like humans are evil. People are the most evil. Like, more than spirits. And that stuff, like, it's the same thing that we just said as far as, like, they can appear as something positive and actually be out here trying to really do some damage to us. I feel like that's, like, human interactions, too. And, like, I feel like if anything that I'm going to be scared of is going to be people before, like, ghosts and stuff.
I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think people are born evil or become evil?
Become. I think environments make people evil because, like, you're not gonna be evil if people don't condone it. Like, if you have some parents that aren't gonna, like, be around or let you act evil towards your siblings or something, you're not gonna continue to be evil. Like, that's that energy around you, the way you're raised and whatever. But I would say I learned this when I was younger. I kept telling my dad, I was watching scary movies probably. I don't know where this image came in my head, but it was like the typical, like, figure of the devil. And I kept telling him, like, I keep seeing the devil. And I was probably like 7 or 8. I was like, I keep seeing the devil in my dreams. And he kept, every time he was like, stop thinking about it, he's like, go read the Bible, pray. And then finally we were sitting down on a blue couch in the basement, and he was like, all right. And he got a pencil and paper, and he was like, describe to me what you're seeing in your dream. And so I described this, like, red character with horns, with, like, a human face, tall, big, and it would be doing different things in different scenarios, just, like, evil things. That's all I remembered, like, can remember. I don't remember the specifics of what this devil was doing in my dreams, but it was scaring me. And so then we were like, I don't know what we were watching on TV. He was like, hold on. He's like, just watch this. I'll show you what the devil looks like. And he drew a human. And he was like, that's the devil. Devil is around you every day. Like, your job is to be able to decipher what is, like, the devil around you. It could be people, it could be objects, it could be situations. Basically, he was just saying, like, the devil is not this character that we've created.
That's knowledge right there.
Or, like, you know, so, like, I guess I kind of, like, bring that back to, like, when I think of, like, ghosts and stuff like that, I'm like, it is what you make it out to be. So if you let your mind do those crazy things, it's gonna do that. But I don't think everybody's minds are crazy. I do think, like, you know, there might be
some stuff out there.
I know that there's, like, ghosts and stuff like that. You know, I'm always gonna say that, period. But I definitely think our minds can do tricks to us, and I'm more scared of people than those other situations that we speak of.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah. I think your dad, the way he handled that too was.
Dang, you like.
I've been like, oh, you've seen the devil, all right?
Like, it took him. He kept saying to get the Bible. He's like, just read your Bible, yeah. Put your Bible next to your head, or read.
But it's like a lot of faith. Pray. Like, that's. I think my dad is the same. Like, I remember I got scared of a scary movie when I was a kid. Like, jumped back because I saw like a huge like. Thing in the dark. I thought it was a robot when I was a kid. I didn't know what it was. And it was like the first scare movie I ever saw. It was an Arabian movie. It was like this lady who got killed. Her name is Madiha. If you say that name, I guess, like in front of my siblings, they'll start cracking up. Because it's like an inside joke. Like whenever I say Madiha, like it's supposed to be scary. Madiha. Right. And like, I just remember my dad was just like, dude, like really? You think there's a giant robot out here to get you in the house? And like we didn't hear it. So he turns on all the lights in the house and walks me around. I was like, see, it's nothing. What, you afraid of this? It's nothing. And he takes me outside. Like we walk around the dark. He's like, you'll be fine. Like these things can't do nothing to you. But it's like mental because you grow up watching these TV and TV shows and
scary,
all the scary movies. And it's like, man, it ruins you. And then you actually see something and you might ruin the first interaction you might have with a ghost who's trying to be your friend, like Casper. Because you're right. Afraid, Casper's, you know. Lit, bro. Casper was dope.
Yeah, he is dope.
You should make more movies of him.
Right. What?
Casper.
They'll probably have a reboot. I think they will. Especially like with it today. Was they're, not too. Yeah, they're redoing so many movies now that.
Yeah.
Didn't they just do Ghostbusters again?
Yeah.
Casper's
around
yeah.
the corner.
Yeah.
They did. They're doing the Aladdin movie.
Which one?
I hear about. I'm gonna be watching that. Oh yeah.
With people.
What movie? People.
Yeah, Aladdin.
Like not animated.
No, yeah, like.
Oh, it is animated.
No, like a real person, like human
it's,
people.
It's what? Real. It's real people, and Will Smith is the genie.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, you didn't know this?
It's coming out like.
Yeah. I did not know this either.
December?
No, is this coming out this year? December? I thought it comes out next year.
Let me look it up.
I just saw the trailer drop like
yeah,
a
like
few
it
weeks
just
ago.
Came out.
Excuse me.
I'm looking up space heaters at Walmart right now.
Oh, that's, man, it's getting cold.
It's getting cold.
It's getting cold.
Bro. I let somebody borrow my space heater. I don't know where it went.
Man.
So I got to go get a new one now.
You probably sold it.
I don't even know who I let borrow it. I forgot who it was. So.
Man, if you out there listening, you got a wrongs. You
bring it back.
Bring it back.
Bring it back. And you sit.
You let random people use your stuff.
But, yeah, bro, that's is. I think it, a huge part of it, though, is like, there's a lot of stuff that psychs people out, you know, and your mind will, the mind is a very powerful thing. Mm-hmm. People don't understand. And if you don't learn how to control it, like, and you let those thoughts control you, you could start to envision things or see things or convince yourself things are there that aren't there. Like, I definitely believe like that happens a lot too.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't let the thoughts control you.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I've had nights where like, I'll just be tripping, just like, it'll probably happen tonight, honestly, because we are already talking about this ghost stuff. Where I'm just going to be tripping, thinking, like, just expecting something to happen, no, you know? Like, if you start thinking about a demon snatching you out of bed, then you're going to be having that paranoia that all of a sudden you're going to see your sheets move and
yeah.
snatch. Like, and it's like, I don't know, without, like, that's not a real, like, if without you seeing that movie, that's not a real fear of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't happened before. Why would it happen now, you know? It's just crazy stuff like that. But I don't know. It's trippy, man.
It's coming out next May.
Coming out next May.
Yeah. All right. So who has another story?
Man, I could tell y'all a lot of different ones.
I
got one.
Go ahead. Let's hear it, Sergio.
I was in Mexico. This was in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I was like
international paranormal.
9 years old. Living with my dad and his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And it would be like 3 in the morning. I should be asleep.
That's the witching hour.
Yeah.
That's that.
It was like a small house with a small front yard. We didn't have a backyard. And like,
come on, you can
there
say
was
it.
Like big windows. My bed was right next to the window. I would look outside because I would hear somebody crying. And there would be a lady walking around with a white dress. I would go outside. There Ooh. Would be nobody there. But I saw them.
Like
go
dude.
Outside, look left and right, nobody's there. No cars, no nothing.
And you stayed at that? Man, what about the window? Like, did you close it? Like, what did you do when you saw that? Like, you just...
I just didn't say nothing after that.
Just kept
I didn't tell my dad. I didn't tell nobody.
Man. That's like different type of toughness, right?
You're not supposed to go outside when you see stuff like that,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, bro. You know about like the I've heard, I don't know the specific stories, but I've heard about like the lady in the white dress, like
La Llorona. Is that
La Llorona?
Yeah. I heard there's a movie coming out about that.
Yep.
Not watching it.
You're watching it.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, you're gonna
I'm not gonna watch it. Them kids gonna turn around in the class. We're gonna end up seeing it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. There's certain hours, but like you're not supposed to go outside.
Yeah.
Unless you turn up, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah. And then something happened. Yeah, I'm good. She had a story. I know you had one. She jumped up as soon as she heard that.
I did, because I was thinking about it. Well, my friend, my old roommate in college, she was from Molokai, just island Hawaii. And she said that there was a small town. It was kind of like, it was just empty for whatever reason. And her family had land there. And there was like very few people that stayed there, but it was more like in the summer. And she was there alone, but there was this specific thing that you were not supposed to go out at nighttime. It was just like
a known thing.
What town was it called?
Huh?
What town was it called?
I'm not sure. It was, I believe it was on Molokai though, island. And basically, she went out and she literally saw soldiers marching, like ghosts of soldiers, just like straight up marching. And she was just like so dumbfounded. And
it's like,
freaked out and just ran straight home. And when she told her family, they were just like mad at her for even being out, because they told her like, you will see you will see weird stuff when you're out alone, or just out and about at nighttime, not alone. And she always had ghost stories, but she, it was interesting because her family was more on the, they accepted it, they knew it, they talked about it, like there are ghosts in this house or in this situation or whatever. And
but
it,
she wasn't
but she was just like not really too fazed by it.
You know, like I went to a military base in Port Townsend. I remember it was like my freshman year in high school. It was like an art camp. And it was a World War I base. It's, you know, Fort Worden. It's like, it's in close to Forks, Washington, where they shot like Twilight. I said, I almost said toilet.
Twilight.
The, you know, the little vampires and stuff.
It's the toilet.
Yeah,
it's the toilet.
That's how I feel.
The toilet.
But I know they have like a real following. And I remember like when I stayed the night in those dorms, I felt a presence in my room. It wasn't like nothing sinister, but you know when somebody's in the room with you, you know, like you feel somebody's present. You can hear certain things. Like you feel an entity. I felt it. I felt somebody there the entire time I was there. But like, I remember like the first day when I got there, they said, oh, there might be ghosts, blah, blah, blah. Like, don't be afraid. Like, nobody has been hurt, blah, blah, blah. I called my mom. I was like, yo, like, come on now. Like, I want to come back home. She's like, no, no, it's okay. Like, stay. She was like, they're not, they're people. They used to be people. Like, what they going to do to you? She was like, just, you'll be fine. You know, just, don't focus on it. Listen to your favorite music. Do what you do. You know? I was like, okay, cool. And so I did that. We went into a what's it called? Like, one of the bunkers to record a documentary. Because, you know, like, I thought I was good at art until I got to the art camp. And everybody was really good at art. So I was like, oh, let me settle for this documentary making class over here instead. And I did that. And we decided to do a video about, like, stories that of haunting. Like things that people saw. Sure enough, we interviewed a couple of people. I still have that cassette tape somewhere in my like in my house in Seattle. But we interviewed a couple of people who worked at the museum there and stuff, and they're like, man, like, oh yeah, we see random stuff all the time. One of them was like, oh yeah, my house is haunted. Like it was like fun. It's like really interesting. Like certain culture, a lot of cultures would tell you like, don't walk like one. For sure that I know, like my dad used to always tell me like the not whistling one, but like even like don't walk outside at night, like don't walk under trees, because apparently like they, you know, they kick it on the top and they could get you that way or something. I don't know what the reasons for all this. I think some of it has to do like survival stuff. Like, you know, if you're out in the dark, you might get attacked, especially in rural areas by like animals or whatever, you know.
I always walk on the street if I'm out at nighttime alone.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't trust walking under trees.
I don't especially trust walking nighttime. In dark areas in general.
No. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what is under there. But yeah. Again, I usually think of living people.
Too, you know, like you never know. But I think a lot of it is also like it just came from survival.
Yeah, especially walking at night in the park.
Yeah.
You always hear a lot of stuff. Me and him always walk past Columbia Park.
Yeah.
At night, and you always hear some footsteps around you, and see some shadows around. I'm just like, no, I'm out.
Yeah, see, I was way different at
Pier Park, man.
Pier Park, I will never walk to Pier Park.
Pier Park is worse.
Bro, I've heard some stories about Pier Park,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, me too.
I will never walk.
Yeah, there. There was during the day. That's we what have I'm to saying. Do one of our cross country races
park
there.
It's deep in the north, right?
Yeah.
That's one of my Tyler's.
That's where I went. I was stressed out one time, and I just ended up at this park, and it was Pier Park. And I like Googled it, and it was talking about like how there was like some like historical thing where there was like a riot there, mm-hmm. like a long time ago. But I don't know. That park definitely gave me the creeps. I didn't get out of my car.
Yeah, I didn't like even running. I have to run with those kids to show them the path. It's creepy, man.
It's weird. I don't know why Pier Park is the thing. There's so many tall trees and like.
Wait, tell your story. You said there's.
There's incidents of clowns passing through there. Like my friend had an incident the other day.
Oh, the clowns are back?
Said she saw a clown standing in the middle of the trees.
So remember the whole clown frenzy, right? That was back in 2016.
Yeah.
I was out of the country when all that was happening. But my whole thing was like, I'm not running from no clown. Because at the end of the day, I know that's a person. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. If I'm out in public and I know it's a person, I'm beating you up. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
You're getting turned up on. Like,
if
I'm straight
up on me, I'm fighting it. Like, I can see it. I could punch it.
Like, that's just me, I guess, because I never had, like, a huge fear of clowns. Yeah. Maybe that's why.
Hey, let Ronald McDonald come near me. See what happens.
Listen, bro, I'm gonna be like, you gonna catch these McFists, man.
You gonna get this happy.
There was a clown one time up on Killingsworth. I had just got my license. Just remind me of this. And it was, I don't know the correct terminology for this, a dwarf, short, small people.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Gnomes.
No, not
real people.
Midgets. Wait, what?
Yes.
Oh, midgets?
The correct term for that.
No, it's little people.
It's
little
okay,
people.
Well, it was coming little towards people. Me, and I just had to gas my car because they were a small person, nope. And they were in a clown costume, and it freaked me out.
Yeah.
I'm not even scared.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say to our listeners, I'm sorry if we turned some of y'all away and y'all got too scared. And for those of y'all who enjoy the ghost stories, I'm glad you stay tuned and hope you enjoy some of the stuff we had to share with y'all.
Wait, are we done here?
Yeah, we're about to head out. I'd like to say thank you to our guests for coming. You know, I want all y'all to have a happy Halloween. Hopefully no one has any scary incidences. Everyone be safe out there. Keep track of your children.
Wear some vests or something that can show you in the dark. Exactly. You don't want to get hit by cars. Yep. Be safe out there.
Put lights on your
head. Yeah, watch your kids' candies for safety.
Yeah,
and keep those demons out your life.
Yep.
Y'all have a good night. Happy Halloween.
Yep. Happy Halloween. Bye-bye.
Right before the fun was about to begin, crowds of people lined up inside and out, just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
Now when freaks get dressed to go out at night, they like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts, real tight pants and fresh mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their head, and you can just about spot a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life and might not know they're a freak unless you see them at night. Cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night.
Now the party's jumping, the place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I could buzz a rhyme on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on rice.
Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of, and you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut, and nine times out of ten, they drive you nuts. So take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got their own dance. So if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night. Cause
freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Freaks come out at night.
Freaks
come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Freaks
come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Freaks come out at night.
Hut one. Hut two. Hut.
KBOO Camino Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Dia de los Muertos celebration on Friday, November 2nd from noon to 10 p.m. at St. Andrew's Church in Portland. This is the 10-year anniversary of the celebration of Dia de los Muertos in Portland. There will be altar building, Muertos face painting, sugar skull decorating, storytelling for children, traditional Mexican food, drink, and live musical performances. Benefiting No Olvidados, a border group that is providing water out in the desert for immigrants. Again, that's the Dia de los Muertos celebration on Friday, November 2nd from noon to 10 p.m. at St. Andrew's Church, 806 Northeast Alberta Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
I don't know if I know all the words or not, but I'm going to try to sing it for you.
In celebration of our 50th anniversary, KBOO is teaming up with the Mississippi Records Music and Film Series. KBOO will be hosting Wild in the Street